USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The leader of ISIS appeared for the first time in 5 years in a video released by the group on Monday, acknowledging the defeat of the group's last stronghold in Syria, but vowing there's a long battle ahead. The video release shows Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi talking about the Easter bombings in Sri Lanka, which killed over 250 people. Al-Baghdadi does have a $25 million U.S. bounty on his head, which makes him the world's most wanted man. 25-year-old Michael Cummings is accused of killing 7 people, including his parents and uncle, and killings that unfolded at 2 separate crime scenes in Sumner County, Tennessee. Neighbors describe Cummings as
very uneducated person and just in and out of trouble, no job, no life.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, who announced he's running for president in 2020, is holding his first campaign stop in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
There's a new surge of families crossing the U.S.-Mexico border, and Republicans and Democrats are still in disagreement as to how to address immigration reform. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says she expects the border to come up when President Trump and Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer meet on Tuesday.
The primary purpose of that meeting is to discuss infrastructure, but I certainly wouldn't be surprised at all if immigration comes up. It's a major problem in this country, and so far Democrats have refused to acknowledge it and address it.
Sanders was speaking there on Fox News. Testimony from Attorney General William Barr about the Mueller report highlights this week for lawmakers as they return from a 2-week recess. Democrats, without proof, have accused Barr of misrepresenting key findings in the final report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller. At least 704 cases of measles have been reported in the U.S. The CDC says that figure breaks a 25-year record for the highly contagious disease. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vermont Senator and 2020 presidential candidate Bernie Sanders has faced criticism for recent comments that people who have been incarcerated should be granted the right to vote, including individuals like the convicted Boston Marathon bomber. Colorado Republican Senator Cory Gardner says Democrats have been trying to beef up voter rolls for years.
Democrats have come up with a lot of very radical ideas recently. They want to eliminate the Electoral College, pack the Supreme Court, universal health care. But this prison precinct plan is going a little bit too far. And in Colorado, we have the
others
were.
The others weren't.
Yeah, that's even far for their standards. To allow Ted Kaczynski, to allow Terry Nichols, look, they want to restore voting rights. How about the 160 lives that were lost by Terry Nichols? I'm sure they wish their lives were restored, but we're going to give them the right to vote as felons in behind bars of the most extreme security prison in this country. Well, I think it makes the American people realize how far they are willing to go, how extreme they are. In Colorado, you have a state legislature now that has decided it wants to ban an entire industry to kill those jobs, an anti-oil and gas measure that passed. They have moved forward to eliminate the Electoral College. So they want to move toward a public insurance option, universal health care. So this is very alarming. And now Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, the Oklahoma City bombing, the Olympic Park bombing. These are people who would be allowed to vote from the prison precinct plan that the Democrats have put together.
Please remember you can follow us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.